Yeah.
No one's going to think that.
No one's going to think that. Right. Okay. All right. So today I wanted to do one last day on but not on the Rav Yosef angle. We don't do Rav Yosef. I just wanted to do one last day on this piece of Gemara. On the Gemara in Makos Taf Chaf Amid Aleph, even though we are going a little bit out of order here. Be'ez Hashem, next week, I want to. By the way, there is Yeshiva Sunday. Like there is every Sunday, just a reminder. There is Yeshiva Sunday. We will have Shir on Sunday. If anyone has a request, do you want to do a Pesach topic or another Hakdama or a Hakdama to a Pesach Sefer? I don't know. I got to figure that out. You know, then let me know, and I'm flexible to do a topic that you're interested in Sunday. And then Monday, next week should be a regular full week. So Monday we'll start a new sugya. We'll probably do the sugya of Kam Le'B'Drav Mineh, and maybe a little bit of the sugya of whether tshuva works in Beis Din. If a person does tshuva, does it work in Beis Din? Does it work to get you out of Kares? So the Gemara talks about that. That's right after the Mishnah on Yud Gimel and Beis. You know, Yud Gimel and Rav is the beginning of the paragraph, and Yud Gimel and Beis, we have all that fun stuff. But because we mentioned Tevel, so we took a look at the sugya on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph. So I wanted to take a look at just maybe some of the basic discussions that the Rishonim have in the sugya on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph. But the sugya really starts, as we pointed out, on the other day, on Yotes Amid Beis, where the Gemara tells us about Rabbi Asi Yom Rabbi Yochanan, that he discusses at what point are you chayiv in giving mice, in at what point are is one chayiv for Maiser Sheni, meaning the isser of eating Maiser Sheni out of Yerushalayim. There's an isser, you're not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni out of Yerushalayim. The Gemara at first raised the possibility that the isser of eating Maiser Sheni out of Yerushalayim is only once that Maiser Sheni has already been in Yerushalayim. If it's been in Yerushalayim, then you're not allowed to eat outside of Yerushalayim. But if that Maiser Sheni never showed up to Yerushalayim, then there's no isser of eating Maiser Sheni out of Yerushalayim. And the Gemara had a drasha. And it says, so we say, anytime we say, we say, but wherever we don't say, then we don't say, so ask the Gemara, but wait a second. Well, the Gemara speaks of a case, Kohen shall also be able to eina shall tevel. You have a Kohen that has a fig of tevel. So what does he do? It's tevel. So what does he do? He says, Te'ena zu, trumasa ba'ukta. Let the truma of this te'ena be near the stem of the te'ena. And let the maiser rishon bitzvona, let the maiser rishon be on the north side of it, maiser sheni lidroma, the maiser sheni on the south side of it. And it happens to be a year of maiser sheni, and you're in Yerushalayim. So the Kohen eats it, he only gets malchus for one thing. And that is the fact that Trumas Meiser was never taken, so it's still considered Tevel. If a non-Kohen eats it, he'd be Chayiv two Malkios, because he's eating Truma and he's eating Tevel, because the Trumas Meiser was never taken from the Meiser Rishon. So, a couple of things over here. The Ritva points out, the Tana uses a Lashon, Kohen Olsa Biyado. Olsa Biyado. What does that mean, Olsa Biyado? So it's saying, Kohen Sha'ochel Te'ena, or Rotzalechel Te'ena. What's Olsa Biyado? So the Ritva points out that the Lashon of Olsa Biyado, he has a couple of possibilities. One possibility is that it's coming to tell me that the Te'ena is Telusha, that it's no longer Mechubar Lekarka, that it's detached from the ground. And then he says that you have to say that it's Achshava La'achila. He intended that he wants to eat it. He put it in his mind that he's interested in eating this. Why is it important that he put to mind that he's interested in eating it? Because typically, if you have a tree of figs, and I don't know, figs fell off of the tree, let's say, and there are a whole bunch of figs on the bottom, and you just pick one up, that's not tevel. It's an important din about tevel. I think we've mentioned it before, but important to highlight. What's tevel? Tevel is not just any produce that grew that you haven't taken Trumas Maestros yet. Tevel is only once it's eligible for Trumas HaMaisros and you haven't taken Trumas HaMaisros yet. If it's not yet eligible for Trumas HaMaisros, it's not Tevel. What makes something eligible for Trumas HaMaisros? So you need to have what's called a Gemar Malacha. You have to have already piled the produce up, evened out the pile, you know, done something to process the produce. But, says the Ritva, also Biyado is telling us that once you have in mind, I'm going to eat this, that you're koveya in your mind, that it's shas achila now, That will make it Tevel. And once that makes it Tevel, then the whole rest of the Brisa can proceed. Well, wait a second. The shear of Truma is how much? Let's say you're generous. You want to give a good amount to Truma. How much do you give for Truma? Not 10%, that's Meiser. Shear of Truma is in a generous, if someone is generous, it's 1/40. If someone is average, 1/50. If someone is stingy, 1/60. So the shear of Truma for a generous person, afilu ba'ayin yafa, is echad me'arbaim, is 1/40. Now, what are we saying over here? The guy's getting malchus. I think of a very sharp kasha the Aruch Hanukkah has. The guy's getting malchus for eating this. What's he getting malchus for? Because he's eating tevel. If a zari eats it, he's getting malchus. Why? Because he's eating truma. Which means the truma portion of this te'ena has to be how big if he's getting malchus? Kazayis. You don't get malchus for less than a kazayis. We paskin chatzi shir asr min haTorah. That if you have less than a shir of an iser, it's asr min haTorah, but you don't get malchus for it. You only get malchus if you do an achila, if it's a kazayis. There's a whole discussion, it's a very good Pesach topic actually, whether there's such a thing as chatzi shir b'mitzvos also. Like let's say you only have one kazayis of matzah, and there are two Jews, and there's only one kazayis of matzah. Rabbi Yehuda Septimus was telling me, he remembers years ago when he was a young child, that he lived in Boston, he grew up in Boston, and there was a massive snowstorm on Erev Pesach. Like we're going to have 3 inches tomorrow? So massive snowstorm on Erev Pesach. And he said that that his family was supposed to go to Baltimore for Yontif, and they didn't even buy Shmura Matzah, they didn't, because they were supposed to go to Baltimore for Yontif. And they got snowed in. They couldn't go to Baltimore. And you remember, at that time in Boston, it wasn't so posh to find Shmura Matzah. So they couldn't get anywhere. So he remembers following Rabbi Kelmer Shlita, home. Rabbi Kelmer was in Boston at the time, home from shul on the first night of Pesach to steal some of it, not steal, but to take some of his matzahs so that they could be yotzei the mitzvah, to get some shmura matzahs. Let's say Rabbi Kelmer didn't have enough kazayisim for everybody. Or let's say Rabbi Kelmer has a very strict shear of a kazayis. So he doesn't have enough kazayisim for everybody. I only have 17 matzahs, not enough kazayisim for two people. Let's say. So is there any value in splitting it? Or do you say, should Rabbi Kelmer say in that situation, I'm sorry, Septimus says, but, you know, I got to have my kazayis and matzah. So there's a major discussion whether there's such a thing as a chatzi shir by a mitzvah. Do you say that if you split it, at least everyone gets half a mitzvah? But by Yisurim, we definitely say chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, you just don't get a punishment. But in order to get malchus, you need to have a kazayis. So says the Aruch Lener, so sharp, I never noticed this before I saw this Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener points this out. If truma even ba'ayin yafa zechon me'arbay, and we're saying that the guy's going to get malchus on his achila, this is one big fig. This is a very big fig. 1/40th of the fig is the size of an olive. You know, this is meraglim figs. Coming back, bringing it back on poles. It has 40 kazayim in a fig? We don't find such a fig. Now the truth is though, you can say Nishkan Kasha, because what's the real shear of Truma Midaraisa? Anything. How much, what's the maximum? What's the maximum you can give as Truma? You can give 99.9% as Truma. You just can't give 100%. You just need shirayim. You need to leave something over. So, but you can give the whole rest of it as truma. And it would all be kodesh, according to Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva, at least in Maseches Trumas. It's a discussion in Maseches Trumas. He quotes here in the Sefer of Yer. In the fourth parak of Maseches Trumas. That's what the Rambam passes in the third parak of Hilchas Trumas. But our Brisa doesn't say that that's what he did, that he made the whole Te'ena Truma, except for 1% of it. No, what does our Brisa say? Truma be'uktsa. All the Truma is by the oketz, it's by the stem. How could that have a kazayis? It's a sharp kasha, no? How's he getting malchus? Not only that, it says he's getting malchus on the truma and also on the Maisa Rishon and the Maisa Sheni, we'll see also. The Gemara is trying to say that even on the Maisa Sheni part of it, if he's eating it outside of Yerushalayim, he'd get malchus on that as well. So you would need a kezayis for each of those. A kezayis of Maaser Rishon, a kezayis of Maaser Sheni, a kezayis for all of them. No? Very, very sharp kasha. Another kasha. And then we'll see if we could try to answer this kasha. Tosfos Maseches Rosh Hashanah raises the kasha. We're saying over here that you can get malchus on the tevel of the te'ena, of this fig. Midaraisa, what do you have to take trumas and maisos from on a daraisa level? What kind of fruits and vegetables? So this is a little known fact. It's not a fact, machlokes rishonim actually, but a little known thing that according to Tosfos, and it's machlokes Rash Tosfos all over Shas, according to Tosfos, one is only chayiv in trumas and maisos on dagan tirosh v'yitzar. What's dagan tirosh v'yitzar? Grains, dagan is grains, any of the five grains, tirosh v'yitzar, wine and oil, and that's it. A fig is none of those things. Bikurim is different. Bikurim yuchayiv for any of the shivas haminim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. It's also very limited. No apples, no oranges, no, you know, you wouldn't be chayiv in truma or bikurim for any of those things. But Truma is not exactly the rules of Bikurim. Truma, says Tosfos, and this is the sheet of Rashi, Maseches Brachos, Tav Lamed Vava, Amud Aleph as well. And it's the sheet of the Raivin in the first parak of Hilchos Maaser, that you're only chayiv in Truma, Mido Reisa, on Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar. Who argues? The Rambam argues. The Rambam, the second parak of Hilchos Truma, writes, any peros that you're chayiv to be mafra Shuma Maaser from on a Dor Reisa level. But asks Tosos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, a very sharp cash also. If on a Doraisa level you're only chayiv in Shumas on Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar, how could you get Malkus on the Tevel of a Te'ena? Isn't the definition of Tevel something that you have not yet done the mitzvos that you have to do of Shumas and Maestros? And therefore, Mida Oraisa, a fig can't be Tevel? So Tosos suggests that you have to say that the Tana is just picking Te'ena as a simen bi'alma. That if you were to have something that would be chayiv in Shumas Midoraisa, and you would have a Kohen doing all these things, so then you would be chayiv Malkus. It doesn't work for a Te'ena. Te'ena is just a simen bi'alma. Why do we give the example of a Te'ena? Because a Te'ena probably has a pronounced stem. So we want to give an example of a fruit that has a stem that's very, you know, clear where the stem is or something. But in a chinami, it doesn't apply to a te'ina. Or in other words, Tosis gives the answer that when you say it in a shir of high school kids, let's say, every kid goes, oh, come on. What we would call a balabatisha answer. That's not lumdus. You know, I just give it as an example. Doesn't really mean it. Not so seriously. So the Aruch Ner says, but if you accept Tosos, you know, it is a Rishon, it is Tosos. So he says, if you accept Tosos, my kasha is not a kasha. Meaning the kasha to Aruch Lenar says that I ask, there's no kezayis, how can you have so many kezayisim in one single fig? No, it's a simen bi'alma. It means that if you were to have some giant fruit, it's a simen bi'alma. But then Tosos gives another teretz, Tosos in Rosh Hashanah. This is a Tosos Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Tosos suggests that even though it's not Asa Midaraisa, but nevertheless, Tevel of other things that are not Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, you get Malkus Midrabanan. And he would even be buried Bein Rishon Gemurim. Meaning, if the person violated that Tevel, he would get Malkus Mardus, and we would treat him like a Rasha, like someone who violated Tevel Midaraisa. And the Aruch Lener adds that even if you say like the Rambam, that the whole Kasha of Tosfos is not a Kasha, right? The Rambam who holds that it's all Tevel Midaraisa, that even figs are Tevel Midaraisa, you still have to say, based on the Aruch Lener's Kasha, that we pick Te'en as a Simen Bi'alma. So you could still have to say, like Tosfos' second Terence, that when we talk about Malkus, it just means Malkus Mardus Midrabanan. So essentially, what the Aruch Liner does, he says, I have a bomb kasha on this price. Huh? Tosos has a kasha that's a kasha. Tosos' kasha doesn't have to bother you so much because you can just say you hold like the Rambam. But Tosos' two answers to Tosos' kasha will answer my bomb kasha. Again, what's my bomb kasha? How do you have a kazayas of tevel, a kazayas of truma, a kazayas of meiser sheni, all in one single fig? A bomb kasha. So it says, if you say like the first teretz of Tosos, so you have two ways of approaching it, two teretz of Tosos. Either it's not really a fig, or it's not really a malchus. We're not really saying you're going to get malchus. Makas mardus. We're going to give you a makas mardus for violating the chatzis shir. But it doesn't really mean a malchus. Both seem to be fairly dachuk over here. No? It seemed to be fairly dachuk. Is there any other way out? Is there any other way to suggest other than what Tosa says over here? Other than what the Aruch Liner points out? How else are you going to get a kazayis? So one thing I was thinking, I don't think it works though. What was the last sugi we did? We discussed beria. A te'ena. Is a te'ena a beria? A whole te'ena? What? A te'ena is, it depends how you define beria. But it seems, at least according to the Nosakel Mishul Chorach and Simon Reish Yud, that at least any of the Shiva Saminim, Shenishtabuch Ben Eretz Yisrael, which a te'ena is one of them, would have a status of a beria. So what happens if you eat Pachos Mikazayis of Isser in the process of eating a beria? Do we say that eating the beria itself gives the status of an achil chashuva for all of the isurim involved in that beria? And do we say no? Since you've identified the part of it that's truma, even though that part is part of a beria shlema, it's part of a beria shlema, but it isn't a beria shlema. It's just part of a beria shlema. So even though you ate the whole beria, but the Isser Shabbat was only part. The Isser wasn't the whole beria. Like, for example, let's say you take a neder not to eat half of a grape. Your neder was just not to eat half of a grape. And you ate the whole grape. Right? Now, you wouldn't get malchus unless you ate a kazayis. Half of a grape is not a kazayis. Had you taken that to not eat a whole grape, eating a whole grape, you'd get malchus, because it's a beria. Do we say you get the malchus for eating half a grape because you ate a beria in the process of violating the Isser of what you said you were going to do? Or do we say, no, the other half of the grape is irrelevant. That's not called beria. So I would think that you would say the other half of the grape is irrelevant. That by the te'ina, you can't say, no, he ate a berry over here, and therefore he's going to get malchus. I don't think you could say that. That was the only other way that I was that I could think of to possibly for him to come up with an answer to the Aruch Liner's kasha. Yeah, you have better? So it seems like it means one specific thing. Right, I thought te'ina, my first thought was te'ina means 100 te'ina. Oh yeah, the same problem. Yeah, what's the problem with that? Problem with that is that he says if it's a cluster, then you wouldn't say bu'uktsa, because each te'ina has an oketz. Do figs grow in clusters? Someone Google that? You got it? Find out. Google image, get a picture of figs. Let's make sure figs grow in clusters before we give this teretz. They do?
No, it doesn't.
It does not appear that way. They're pictures of it on a tree or just separate?
No, it just seems that. I don't know. I've never eaten a fig before. I don't know. These are the pictures that I have for figs.
Oh, they grow. Yeah, but let's see them on a tree. Here's one on a tree. It grows individually on a tree.
Oh, it grows individually on a tree.
Yeah, there's a fig growing on a tree. It's a fig. It's pretty big. But, yeah, not big enough that the truma should be a kazayas. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do know. I don't think so. Okay, another ha'ar over here. When he says truma ba'ukta, by truma, the rule is that you need shiren ikarim. That the shirayim of the truma, whatever's left over after you mafriz the truma, has to be nikkur. That's what Rava writes, that's what the Gemara says in Maseches Erev and Daflam and Zayin and Beis, in Pesachim Daflam and Gimel. They need shirayim and ikarim. So the reason he has to be koveya the makom of the truma, I mean, we're talking about a coin over here. So who cares where the truma is? He's allowed to eat it anyway. So the reason he has to say this way, the Rivan is Rashi over here. Rashi is the Rivan over here, because Rashi died on Yitesim Beis. Right, you know that? Anyone know that? Rashi drops dead in the middle of Maseches Makos. And Yitesim Beis, on the sixth skinny line in Rashi, Rabbeinu Gufo Tar V'yatzu Nishmaso B'Tahara. Rashi was purely Tahar, was pure, and his neshama left Bitara, lo pirish Yosef, and he didn't get to write anymore. Mikan ve'elech lashon talmidah Rabbeinu Yehuda bar Nasan, and from here on in is the Rivan. So the last five blot of Makos were not zocha to have Rashi. Why does he say such a lashon? Yatzan neshmasu Bitara, because at the top of the Yaman it's talking about Tumen Tahara, so he's using it as a melitza that Rashi dropped dead while he was discussing Tahara. It was Bitara that Rashi. It's interesting, Rashi must have been in the middle of a few things, because he also dies a few other places in Shas. So where else does he die? In Babasra. Right, we lose Rashi and we get the Rashbam. That's why Babasra is the longest Masechet in Shas. In terms of the words, it's not the longest Masechet in Shas. But Rashbam wrote so much, so you have all these very small dapim in terms of Gemara words, and the whole page is filled with Rashbams. So it's because of Rashi dying and the Rashbam writing that Bab Basra became the longest Masechet in Shas. Interesting. And then there are places where we have both Rashi and the Rashbam, like Pesachim, of Rashi and the Rashbam. Then there are things that Rashi never got to, apparently, or we don't have, or got lost, like Nedarim. How do you know Rashi didn't write it in Nedarim? Because if you open up a standard page of the Vilna Shas in Nedarim, there's no Rashi or Tosfos. On one side of the page, you have the Ran. And on the other side of the page, it says Ran on top of the page. On the other side of the page, it says Rashi. So Rashi doesn't have to introduce himself. If it was really Rashi, it would be Rashi. The fact that they put Rashi there, that's their way of saying, it's not really Rashi. Didn't fool anybody. So one of the one of the keynotes on Tisha B'Av, we say that one of the keynotes for the loss of the Balei HaTosfos, for the deaths of Balei HaTosfos, and French and Spanish scholars, we say, Mi yatir lanu nidareinu, mi yafir lanu nizireinu. Who's going to be matir nidarim for us? What a strange thing. Now that we lost the Balei HaTosfos, we can't be matir nidarim? You get three adiotos, you could be matir nidarim. So no, speaking poetically, all the, whoever explains kinos, explains poetry, explains whatever, salvation explains it. Mi yatir lanu nidareinu means Meseches nidarim is without Tosfos. We don't have Tosfos. Who's going to be Matir Nedarim for us? Who's going to give us Nedarim? Who's going to explain Nazir to us? Who's going to explain these things to us? We don't have Rashi. We don't have Tosfos. We're lost without them. So anyway, so that's what the Rivan explains over here. That's why it says you identify the place, because the Rivan explains, because you need Shira and Ikarim. The Rivan also says, if you look in Maseches Demai, in the seventh parak of Maseches Demai, it says, the Mishnah gives an example, Shnei Lugin Shani Yasa Dahafresh Harein Truma, Asara Meiser, Tisha Meiser Sheni, Umechal Vashosa. And that apparently disagrees with our Brisa. Because over there, apparently, you don't need Shira and Ikarin. How does it, you have 100 lug of wine, so what do you say? That Shnei Lugin Shani Asid Lahafresh are going to be Truma. Where are they? Are they in the north, the south, the east, the west? You don't identify. And that's okay. You're just relying on Breira, that later I'll clarify what it is, and then retroactively. Now, the very idea that you have to be Mesayim the Makom of Truma, to identify the Makom of Truma, appears in Maseches Trumos, The Mishnah in the third paragraph of Trumas writes, Ha'omer Trumas Hakri Zeb Betocho, Uma Asrosa Betocho, Trumas Meiser Zeb Betocho, Rabbi Shimon Omer Karashem, Ha'omer Omer Ad Sheyomer Betzvono O Bedromo. Rabbi Shimon says, good enough, and the Chum says, no, you have to identify where. So the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Rashba, point out that by Mashkim, so this is what you guys were asking me about the other day, I think, by liquids, so being Messiah Mekomo doesn't really have as much meaning, no? When you have something solid, you know, a fig, so when I say near the stem, so it's near the stem. But I have a bottle of wine, let's say, so I'm going to say, what, near the top, and then you turn the bottle over, and now whatever was near the top is now all over the place. So the Rishonim point out by Mashkim, even Siyum Makom doesn't help. You need to be Mafresh Mimakom Acher. I need to say this bottle will be Truma on all those other bottles. Otherwise it's not going to work if you all that you need Shira and Ikari. Because it says, Karla Shem Mipia Lo Yishta Mishulya, Mishulya Lo Yishta Mipia. That the Mashk is all Ma'urav, it all gets mixed up. So, what about the Mishnah and Demai? Shnei Lugin Shani Yasad LaHafrish. What about the Mishnah and Demai? The Rivan points out, oh, one day I'll separate Shnei Lugin and that's going to count. So says the Ritva, it's not a kasha from the Mishnah and Demai. That sounds like you don't need Siyum Makom, you don't need to be Messiah in the exact Makom. Because you could say that to take something away from being Tevel, all you need is Kriya Shem. But without being Messiah the Makom of the Truma, a Zar is not going to be Chayev for Achilas Truma if he eats it. That you need to be Messiah Makom. Meaning that one can be Mafresh Truma without being Messiah in the exact location of the Truma. In that, it's now no longer going to be Teva. But to make it positively Truma, that doesn't happen unless you're Messiah Makom. Very interesting insight of the Ritva. We discussed the other day Tzvei Dinim and Truma. We discussed the Din of Hafrasha and the Din of Nesina. But what the Ritva is doing is he's saying there's Tzvei Dinim in Hafrasha. A Chiluk al Gabi Chiluk. There's a Din of taking away the shame Tevel. And there's a din of the positive identification of a shame truma. And the Ritva says something very counterintuitive. That one can take away the shame tevel without having a positive shame truma. Because in order to have a positive shame truma, you need a definitive shame truma. You need to be Messiah Makom. You need to say Betzafel, Bedarum, Ba'ukat. You need to identify where it is. To take away the shame tevel, you just need to know that there's truma there somewhere. Which is remarkably strange, you know? Because you would think if I'm taking away the shame tevel and I don't define where the truma is, then any part of the mixture that I eat might be the truma. Say, no, that you can rely on Brary. You'll rely on later on, you'll figure out what's the truma. But for right now, it's not tevel because you have already identified that you can't eat this whole thing, that some of it is truma. But to get a positive mitzvah, what this might relate to, and what this will close, is what Rav Yosef Engel discussed yesterday, the Isser truma and the Kedushas truma. That the Isser truma, maybe that you don't need to be Messiah Makom. Doesn't that, as long as you know that Truma is going to be taken care of in this mixture, you don't need to give it the chashivas of telling it where it is. So the Yisr Truma is taken care of. So you took care of, it's now Asr Misham Truma, and you now have Tevel. But in terms of the full status of Kedushas Truma, in that, a Zar who eats it is going to be Chayiv, because he doesn't have Kedushas Kuhuna. So the full status of Kedushas Truma, that you're not going to have unless you're Messiah Makom. I'm not using the word Isser and Kedusha the same way Rav Yosef Engel was, though, exactly, because he understood the Isser of Azar as a function of Isser, not as a function of Kedusha. But a similar idea is what I'm trying to say. An Isser and Kedusha. Okay, have a great day, a great Shabbos, everybody. Next week, come Le'Bidravi, Ne'Bezer Shabbos.